All right, man. Texts have been pouring in just after the introduction of the show, so I'll get to your texts and we'll get to some calls coming up in just a bit. It's a time for the Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank, and Paul Myers, North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. You know, as we get ready to celebrate Memorial Day weekend, it's a time to think about our veterans. And there are a lot of organizations that try to raise money on behalf of veterans, but there are a lot of scams out there. And I have almost been victim to a scam, and they are relentless. They continue to call me, and they continue to try to get my money. I know they're a scam. What are some of the things that people can look for in deciding who to donate to when they're trying to raise money for vets?
Well, I think, let me take a step back. One, Memorial Day is something that's just near and dear to my heart. I had a lot of military in my family, and before we get into that, let me just say to anyone listening, whether you're active, whether you're retired, whether you've had family members who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, my heart goes out to all of you, and thank you for allowing a knucklehead like me the freedom to be able to talk to Scoot on the radio.
Well, or a knucklehead like me being able to say what I say on the air.
But we would not be able to do what we do each and every day without the sacrifices of those in uniform, our first responders, and I want to say thank you to everyone. But one of the things that I think you can, the first step you need to do is if you want to support an organization that supports our active military, our retired military, those that are maybe suffering with, like PTSD or things like that, I think what you really need to do is do your research on what you feel that is a part of a military lifestyle that you want to support. Then do your research on the organization itself. The beauty and the curse, if you will, is there's tons of information on the internet. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it's true, and some of it's not. But do your due diligence on there. Then look for local representatives, if there are any, to those organizations to see if that's somebody, if you feel really, really powerful about it and you want to support it, see if that you can do more research. Generally, there are some good organizations that, again, deal with, whether it's getting mental health help for those, because we know we have a major suicide issue with some of our military men and women who come back and they suffer with PTSD. Some of them struggle with just being able to kind of assimilate back into society and find gainful employment. So are there employment websites? So these are all different things that you can do, but you really want to do your due diligence and go beyond just that one website to make sure that you are dealing with a legitimate organization.
Do you think it's fair if an organization calls you, do you think it's fair if you actually get a person, do you think it's fair to ask them, hey, I would love to donate, but I want you to send me some material? It seems to me
Absolutely.
That they would be happy to send you material, and what happens is when I ask for that, they hang up on me. So obviously it's a scam.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's I wouldn't say obviously it's a scam, but more often than not, I would say that, yes, all they're trying to do is if they can get some quick information from you, try and get some money. Those are the kind of things that I would definitely be concerned about. But, yes, absolutely ask for additional information. If they can put something in the mail to you, terrific. That way you can read up on it, do your due diligence. Then you can do your own online searching and investigating just to make sure that's – and two, to learn more about the organization to make sure that what you're giving money to, not to say that it's not legitimate, but maybe that's not where you want to focus your giving.
Right, right. I love what you said at the beginning, and I'll talk more about the respect that I have for all veterans who fought to give me the right to do what I do every day. We'll talk more about that on Thursday and Friday heading into the Memorial Day weekend. But I love what you said. And, it's a shame that people will take advantage of a group like veterans and target them. And the scammers are smart, man. They know, they're like brilliant marketers in that they know what to say to just scam people and think that they're legitimate.
You know, Scoot, it reminds me of you hear the old stories, and you go back to grade school, high school, and things like that. It's like if the people who cheat, if they put half as much effort into doing good as they do into cheating, imagine the good they could do, right? Imagine what they could really do to support society and be, you know.
But, and think about these people that came up with like a bulldozer and an 18-wheeler to steal $300,000 worth of steel girders from this construction site. I mean, that took a lot of planning. That took a lot of work. I mean, if they would put that toward like a career, they might be successful entrepreneurs.
You never know. They could be, you know, they could be the engineering crew for Elon Musk.
Really?
Tesla. You know, they obviously know how to they could be the new logistics team for Tesla.
Paul, is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to say about financial resources available for present and retired military people, and anything about anything more about noticing and recognizing scams?
There's so much information out there, and you know we've got VA loans and different things, and again for this, because and forgive me, Scoot, this is something that's just near and dear to my heart, and I want to take my banker hat off just for one more second, and just again offer my sincerest gratitude to all of those who protect our freedoms each and every day. That, and I'm speaking for myself, that I know I take for granted the freedoms that we enjoy in the United States of America. And I just want to say again, thank you. Thank you to all of the active and retired military. Thank you to all of the military who come out and establish veteran-owned businesses and then employ retired veterans. And that's almost a resurgence of some of our middle class, because you have people coming out just as they did after World War One, just as they, mm-hmm. as they did after World War Two, and you know I've often said this, and I said, you know, when you, I guess for those veterans from World War One and World War Two that came and they started their own companies, I said, you know, I guess when you're staring down live ammunition coming right at your head, the ability to say I'm going to start a business because I feel confident in myself, that goes a long way. So. I think this weekend is much more about cooking hamburgers. You know, it started after the Civil War. A Union general wanted to honor those who fought in the Civil War on the Union side and gave up their lives to fight for that. So, and then it continued to grow after World War One. So it's a great testament to again for me. The knucklehead on the radio with you, Scoot, to be able to talk and provide advice, and again taking my banker hat off again. Just thank you to all active, retired military and the families of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Paul Myers represents Metairie Bank. With those words and thoughts, he's the North Shore Market President. And Paul, thanks for being with us on SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great weekend.
You too.